There you have it, everybody. You consider yourselves blessed because the poor folks last night and at 8 o'clock mass did not get that. So there you go. Now, so I have a ritual. I have a lot of rituals, but one of them is that the last thing I do at night, I pray before I go to bed, but right before that, I watch an episode of a 1990s sitcom, which is really when they stopped making good television. And I just finished Frasier recently. Now I'm on Home Improvement. And I have watched each episode of Home Improvement. I don't know how many times. But I just love it. I'm on season one, and this is good. And the 2 days ago, I'm watching my nightly episode, and it was the episode where Jill accuses her husband, Tim, of never coming up with a thoughtful gift. And so Tim is bound to come up with something thoughtful, and he goes to the neighbor Wilson, who knows all the things, you know. And Wilson says, "Let me tell you a story, Tim." He said, "There was a young man in Africa, and this young boy, wanted to give a present to his teacher. And so he didn't have any money, so he went on a 2-day journey to the ocean. And he picked up a handful of sand, and he walked 2 days back, and he gave it to his teacher. And he said, 'Thank you for being my teacher.' And she was so moved by the gift. But she said, 'You walked so far.' And the boy said, 'The journey is part of the gift.'" And made me to think about my good friend, Father Aaron Foshi. He's a priest of the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. We were real good buddies in seminary. And he's come here a handful of times. But he'll drive from Oklahoma City to Shelbyville. And we'll have a dinner. A couple other priests will come over that we were buddies in seminary. And then he'll leave the next morning at like 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, and I'm like, "Foshi, you're crazy. Like, that's a long way to go for a dinner, for one night." Of course, we make use of the cigar time and all that, but, you know, like, I just think that's a long way, but that's part of the gift, you know. Well, I'm thinking about all this with the wise men, the Magi, the three kings, whatever you'd like to call them. They journeyed hundreds and hundreds of miles to Jesus, and their journey was part of the gift. In fact, that journey was the greatest part of the gift. Jesus was not as interested in the gold, frankincense, and myrrh as he was in the fact that these magi were there with him, and that these magi came to him in crazy journeys, perilous journeys, risky journeys. Can you imagine how hungry they must have been, how thirsty, and all those days and weeks, probably months that they spent on their way to Bethlehem? Melchior came from Persia, Caspar came from India, Balthazar came from Arabia. They came from different directions in these crazy journeys, all for Jesus, for love of Jesus. And their journey was part of their gift. It was the biggest part of their gift. And their presence was more important than their presence. Okay? And I just got to thinking about, like, where there is true love, we don't calculate. We don't even calculate what it's going to cost. We don't calculate risk and possible this or that or the other thing. It's love. And that drive brings us to do anything for the beloved. And our beloved is Jesus. Our first reading said that you should have hearts throbbing and overflowing. And that our hearts should be like that for Jesus. Think about, that's my prayer. It's like, "Lord, give me an ounce of the zeal and the love of Jesus that the Magi had, that inspired them and sustained them on that those amazing journeys, you know? And give me some of that zeal. Give me some of that love that doesn't calculate, doesn't think about risks or anything. It's all for Jesus." Well, I got to think about all that and how the beautiful thing about Christmas, right, is that we celebrate that God isn't just above us in heaven, that God comes to us here, and that the incarnation means that the God of the universe is here, with us, and that Jesus is present in a million ways. And we're called to be like the wise men, to journey to him in our daily life. And I got to thinking about just some ideas of where Jesus is. Jesus is in, of course, our adoration chapel. And we don't have to go across the desert for 1,000 miles on a camel to adore Jesus like the wise men. We just have to get in our car. And so I want to invite you all, if you don't have an hour in our chapel, to please get one. You don't have. You can look in the bulletin and find the open ones. If none of those work for you, pick a different one. Just because there's already a person in that hour doesn't mean that other people can't also be for that hour. But I find that you have to make a commitment or you won't go. And I find that for me, you know. And so Jesus is in our chapel waiting to be adored and praised. And he wants your presence more than he wants your stuff. He wants you. And we give him us in the chapel. Jesus is in the poor. St. Francis called the poor the 8th sacrament. Do we make journeys to reverence Jesus in the poor? A holy man once said, a holy priest said, it's not enough to throw money at the poor. You have to touch them. Jesus is in them. And so, do we make journeys to Jesus to love, serve, and embrace our Lord in the poor? And what does that look like for each of us? Something to pray about. Jesus is in the scripture. He is the Word made flesh. He's in the catechism. He's in every letter of church teaching. Do we journey through it all? When we struggle with something, do we journey through it and say, let me seek some wisdom here? And not just to think that we know better, right? Like, but do we journey through the beautiful texts of our church, of Jesus? Jesus is in our family members, our estranged family members and our non-estranged family members. Do we make journeys to visit him there? Jesus is in our beautiful children. Do we happily undergo our journeys to the grocery store and the doctor's office and the practice and the games and all of the haircut appointments, all the many things? Those are sacred journeys. And Jesus is praised and served and loved there when we do them not as a burden, but whatever, like as I'm finding Jesus here. Jesus, of course, is at the Holy Mass. Are we prepared? Have we already resolved to never, ever, 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 ever miss a Sunday Mass? Knowing that when we come to the Holy Mass, we come to where Jesus gives his body, blood, soul, and divinity. That this is where Jesus meets us and we meet him and become one together. And you see, it could be easier to stay at home. Could be easier to go do some errands, scratch them off the list. But for love of Jesus, like those wise men, we must do anything. By the journey of the wise men, what they were ultimately telling Jesus is that I will do anything and everything for you. I will do anything and everything. No matter what, no journey is too big for you. I will do it all. Think of the journeys of the saints. That's beautiful. I'm just going to end with St. Andre Bessette was the miracle man of Montreal. We had his feast day 2 days ago. He was the doorman at this church in Montreal, Canada, for 41 years. And people, hundreds of people, thousands of people in the course of all those years, like, he had a reputation of, like, if you're sick, you go to this guy. He'll pray over you and you'll be healed. And crutches, bottles of pills and all this stuff. It's just like the miracles that God worked through this guy is crazy. And it's awesome. It's real. But at the end of his life, St. Andre Bessette, he said, it's funny. All those thousands of people who came to me, they were all asking for something. They wanted something. Of course, we're called to be like the wise men, to give, right? Like, he's like, they all wanted some healing or something. And he said, nobody ever asked me for more holiness, for more love, for more zeal for Jesus. And he said, that's so much the more important thing than a leg that works, you know? And so when we go to Jesus, when we go to Mary, when we go to the saints, is our most fervent prayer not for this or that thing or person. More holiness, please, Jesus. More zeal for you. More love for you. Like the wise men. May their example inform our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.